The following paid broadcast was contracted in the interest of the Democratic State Central Committee of California. So that the people may know the facts, the Democratic State Central Committee is presenting a series of informative political broadcasts every Tuesday and Thursday nights at 9:15 p.m. on your Donnelly station to help you decide how to cast your vote. 1942 is a critical war year, and the vote you cast next November 3rd, Election Day, is probably one of the most important votes you will ever cast. Tonight, the Honorable Culbert L. Olson, Governor of the State of California, will present a special message to our senior citizens and pensioners, a message of vital importance to every Californian. It is my pleasure to present Culbert L. Olson, speaking from the Governor's Mansion in Sacramento. Governor Olson.
My fellow citizens, tonight I shall talk about old age pensions. I hope that all citizens, young and old, who look forward to the attainment of a rational system of justly generous old age pensions are listening in. I hope that all Townsend plan adherents are listening, and the Hammond Eggers, and the adherents of the several other plans that have been brought so prominently to public attention during the past decade. First, let me declare flatly that you who are working for a just and workable pension system have nothing to hope for from the Republican Party or from its candidates for the partisan offices at the November election. Second, let me declare flatly that you can look to the Democratic Party and its candidates for real help. I say this so positively because of the deep-seated and basic differences between the two major political parties. These are differences of view which are revealed in the records in office of the two parties, and in the contrast between the election platform declarations of the two parties on the subject of pensions and other matters of social significance. The Republican Party is the political party of large corporate-type interests. Such interests are not motivated by social and humanitarian objectives, but only by the prospect of gains. In short, theirs is a strictly economic motivation. Therefore, they object to paying taxes to pay for social objectives. Therefore, they do not propose to let their political party, the Republican Party, sponsor or support any rational system of justly generous old age pensions. Therefore, they are using every resource of press, radio, propaganda, innuendo, an outright lie to defeat the Democratic candidates for the partisan offices, including my own candidacy for the governorship. Those working for pension progress have been and still are divided into many different groups, each having its own special followers. Some differ very sharply from the others in their views of just what particular system is best. But no matter how sharp these differences, they all seek the same praiseworthy humanitarian objectives. And they all have a large stake in the outcome of the November election. It is to be hoped, therefore, that they will all join hands in November to elect candidates who are definitely pledged to obtaining a specifically stated rational system of justly generous old age pensions. The only candidates so pledged are those of the Democratic Party. You Hammond Eggers should remember that 4 years ago, before the primary election, I appeared before a large mass meeting of Hammond Eggers at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, and that I there declared in a speech which was broadcast over a statewide radio hookup that I could not believe that the Hammond Eggers plan was a workable plan. You will remember also that when the plan was on the ballot a second time a year later, I opposed the plan, again because I believed it could not work. Because I thus spoke my convictions, some of the Hammond Eggers leaders have tried to embitter you against me. I do not ask you now to forget that I opposed the Hammond Eggers plan, but I do ask you to recognize that, both as state senator and as governor of California, I have been a consistent and effective supporter of the objectives you seek, namely a workable system of justly generous old age pension. And I ask you to recognize that the Democratic Party has given to the elderly people of California the most generous pensions in the whole country. Moreover, as I shall reveal to you, we have taken the practical steps to improve the present pension system. And we are pledged to even further improvements, indeed very great improvements. Let me recall to you just a little of my pension record and the record of the Democratic Party during the past 4 years. 4 years ago, when I took office, the top pension allowance was $35 a month. Conforming with my party's platform and with my own election promises, I stated in my inaugural recommendations to the legislature that although, and I quote, this amount is more liberal than that paid by any other state, yet the amount is too low and the age limit is too high. Old age pensions in their entirety must be financed by the federal government. We shall continue to urge such a federal program. Meantime, we shall favor state aid for pensions to the limit that state finances will permit. A year later, in January 1940, in a special message to the legislature, I asked the legislature to abolish liens on pensioners' homes. This, I am glad to say, was done. At the same time, I asked the legislature to lower the age requirement from 65 to 60 years of age. I am sorry to say that this request was denied by the Republican majority in the legislature. And now, only last month, the Democratic Party in its state convention at Sacramento took a most significant action. There, the party wrote the following old age pension plank into its platform, which I quote, pensions to senior citizens must be paid as a matter of right, not as a charity. The mere enunciation of this doctrine will not provide food, clothes, and shelter. We must be more specific. Accordingly, we pledge the Democratic Party to legislation which will, A, lower the age for pensions to 60 years, B, increase the amount of the pension so that the recipient shall be guaranteed an income not less than and in the form of a payroll that will meet the needs for food, clothing, and housing, and in no case less than $60 per month. C, permit the pensioner to earn additional money without penalty and eliminate the penalty now imposed on the ownership of a home by the pensioner. D, correct the abuse of forcing the responsibility of the upkeep of the aged upon their children. E, create a separate and independent department to administer pensions as a state agency without the meddling of local agencies. End of quotation. This is a definite and an understandable declaration of a practical system of justly generous old age pensions. This is a definite pledge by the Democratic Party and its candidates. It is my pledge as the Democratic candidate for re-election as governor. I ask you to compare the Democratic record with the Republican record. I ask you to compare the Democratic Party pledge with the Republican Party's platform, which utters only 28 words about pensions and contains no pledge whatever. These 28 words are evasive platitudes and give California pensioners the brush off. Let us turn now to a consideration of what your Democratic Party has done on the pension front. First, we secured the initial institution of the pension system. Next, we obtained two raises in the top pension allowance, one from $30 to $35, and another from $35 to $40. Then we secured the elimination of liens on the pensioner's home. Ever since then, we have been working to get the age requirement reduced, to get the allowance raised, and to eliminate the many deductions from the $40 for outside earnings, gifts, and other income. With the rising costs of living, these deductions have become more and more intolerable. I can tell you now that after prolonged negotiations with Washington officials, we have achieved a substantial measure of success toward the eliminations of these deductions. Briefly stated, As a result of these negotiations, all pensioners who are able to earn or receive a limited amount of income may have that income up to the amount required to meet his needs for a decent and comfortable standard of living without suffering any deductions from the $40 per month now payable under existing law. The exact amount of this supplemental income will vary from person to person according to the individual need of the individual pensioner. For example, let us suppose that the individual pensioner really needs $65 a month to live in decency and comfort, and that he is able to work full or part-time. If he will go to the trouble of establishing the fact that he needs the $65, then he can work and earn up to $25 a month without suffering any deductions from his $40 pension, which, together with his $25 of earned income, makes up the $65 established as his need. Let us take the case of a woman pensioner who is ill and really needs $75 a month to live and to meet medical expenses. If she will go to the trouble of establishing the fact that she needs $75 a month, then she may receive supplemental income, as from investments or allowances from relatives, up to $35 a month, without suffering any deductions from her $40 pension. On this new basis, many persons now receiving less than the maximum $40 pension will be able to establish their right to the full amount, and many more will be able to work and to earn substantial outside income without being penalized for working, thus achieving a better living and contributing to wartime production. But to do this will require the individual pensioner to go to some little additional trouble. He will be required to state to his county social welfare department just how much he really needs to live in decency and comfort. There undoubtedly are many pensioners who are unable to work or who have no other means of obtaining additional income. Their needs in excess of $40 per month can only be met by legislation liberalizing the present law to which the Democratic Party is pledged. But thousands of pensioners can work and want to work and will work if only we let them do so without penalizing them by making deductions from their pensions. The war effort needs their productive labor, however small it might seem when compared with the productive labor of people in the younger and middle years. And speaking of the relationship between old age pensions and winning the war, let us consider the very magnitude and far-reaching effects of pension payments. More than 160,000 elderly Californians above 65 years of age now receive $40 a month or less under the present system. These citizens are the parents and the grandparents of thousands of men in the armed forces, men whose fighting morale is more affected by thoughts for the present and future welfare of their folks at home than by thoughts for their own immediate safety and welfare. They are thinking about the meaning of democracy and social justice, about the consideration their aged and needy parents and grandparents are receiving at home, and about the kind of peace they are fighting for. They are thinking about job and job security and the future that awaits war's end and their demobilization.
Thank you, Governor Olson. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard an address by the Honorable Culbert L. Olson, Governor of the State of California. His talk this evening was another in a series of informative political broadcasts presented by the Democratic State Central Committee to help you decide how to cast your vote in the important November 3rd elections. Another informative broadcast in this series will be presented next Sunday over another network when Lieutenant Governor Ellis E. Patterson will speak to you on another vital campaign issue. Consult your local newspaper for station and time. This paid broadcast was contracted in the interest of the State Democratic Central Committee of California. This is Don Lee Mutual.
KFRC in San Francisco. Mothers want war stamps for baby's book? Then return empty party-packed beverage bottles now in your home and ask your dealer to refund your deposit in war stamps instead of in cash.